Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
This is Jaden Rodriguez calling in the regards of Carmen Rivera. I just received a phone call.
Oh, hi. How you doing, Mr. Rodriguez?
Hi.
Question. I don't see a mobile ID number attached to your file. Did you ever have access to the HHA app before?
No, I haven't had access to the HHA app before.
Okay.
I mean,
Okay.
what I think one of the issues that I was having was a very, very, very long time ago, I did have a caregiving job. Now I'm not sure if it was the HHA, and
Okay.
I've been trying to use the email address that I did provide to you guys, which is jay.rod3321@gmail. But I wasn't able to log into the HHA app with that email. It wouldn't let me. So I had to
Because
made a new an,
you don't, it's not your email, it's you don't have an account created. So you can't sign in with an email and a password if your account don't exist.
Well,
So
I registered a new account.
okay, and what email did you register it under?
Am I able to text the number that you're calling me from the email?
Yes.
Okay, give me one second, please.
Okay.
I'll catch you Monday.
Give me one second.
Okay.
I'll catch you. Yep. You say for yeah.
That's the new email that I've set up, right, with that account. So
Okay.
I'm able to log in, but it tells me at the bottom of the screen to add agency, and then after I click
Oh,
that,
see,
asks for
no.
activation code.
Because you got redirected to the business app. That's why. Let me see. BigFooBlue7@gmail.com. Yes. Can you put me on speakerphone?
I'm sorry?
Can you put me on speakerphone just so you can hear my voice while I'm trying to take you step by step on how to get access to
Okay.
HHA?
Go ahead.
That app that you downloaded, I need you to delete it because you got redirected to the business app.
Okay. And
Okay, and then
are you okay, yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I want you to you got an Android phone or Apple?
An Apple phone.
Go to your Apple store
Okay.
and type in HHA Exchange. Make sure it's the one that does not have a plus on the end of it.
Okay. Yes, I have that one downloaded as well.
Okay, and once that's downloaded, just tell me when you click open, what happens?
Yeah, but just telling me to log in and stuff like that.
So
Sign up if you're.
I need you to first try sign up, see what happens.
Okay, give me one
What
second.
happens after that?
It tells me to, if I'm in the state of Texas, Illinois, which I'm not, cancel. Okay, now it's asking me to put in an email and stuff like that. Give me one second.
So, put in your email and put in your password that you select. Make sure the first letter is a capitalized letter.
For the password email.
The
The
password.
password, yeah. Okay, so that's supposed to send me an email now with how to move forward.
Yeah. So go to your email.
Okay, Okay, so now click. Okay, so I have now I have a mobile device ID. Is that what I give you?
That's the number I need. Yep, that's the number I need.
Okay, I'm going to send it to you through the text, okay, so you can copy and paste.
That's fine. Thank you. Okay, that number is not the number I need.
No, that's not.
Nope. So I need you to go back. I need you to go back and click on the three dots on when you go to sign back in HHA.
Right. It's I see it says the number is not available. It says up there.
I know. I need you to click on that box.
Okay.
And it'll take you straight to creating your profile.
Telling me my phone number is already registered.
So your phone number has already been registered. Let me just check and see. One second. Let me just check and see if you have an account already exist. And you can just click forgot password to see what happens.
Okay.
All right. Forgot password. Let me see if it says the account exists or not. Big BULE number7@gmail.com. Okay. Now, do me a favor. Go to your email and see that message that HHA just sent you at 1047. In that fine email, you want to see a password that has two quotation marks on both sides. I need you to hold that password so you can copy, so we can paste it back to HHA.
Okay, so go back to HHA. I have the password, so go back and then do what again?
And then
with
click. You copied that password?
Yes,
that was
I did.
In that paragraph? Okay. Now I need you to go back to HHA. I need you to click on the password fill. Once you put your email in, click on the password fill until you see the word cut, copy, paste, come back up, and paste that password there.
Oh, okay. So do you want me to log out and then log back in?
You can refresh the screen on HHA just so you can start from the beginning.
Hold on. I might have to log out then.
Mhm. Yeah, you can do that. Just log out of HHA and then
sign in with my email and then put that password in.
Yeah, sign in
okay,
with your email
go.
And put your
now,
finger
now,
in and paste it.
Now it's asking me for a new one, right?
Yep.
Okay, new password registered. So you want me to log back in right after?
So now I want you to log back in, yep.
Okay.
Now once you log back in, click them three dots on the upper right-hand corner.
Okay.
And tell me if you see a mobile ID number that shows up on the top of that.
No mobile ID number, just mobile device ID.
Click on that box.
The mobile ID and then create account.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You've got like 500 customers. A lot of customers.
Did that mobile ID come up?
Hold on, give me one second, I'm still registering, putting the information in. And then my phone number. It still says my phone number is already registered. Am I able to put a different phone number if possible?
Do me
are
a favor.
Give me
that password that you selected.
The one that I just made for myself or the one that
yes.
you just sent?
Uh-huh.
The one that, okay, the one
that
I
made
for
yourself.
Okay. Send it to you on text message.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's see. Because I'm at that screen.
Okay.
Let me see if it'll work. Let me see, Jaden. Help me.
What's up?
Changes now done. Proceed 03. 22. Okay, so somebody has an HHA account already with their phone number assigned. Do you have an additional phone number?
Not my personal phone number, but I have a phone number of someone that's, like, usually around with me most of the time.
Okay. You can give me that number, because if you ever get locked out, they don't necessarily go by the phone number. They go by the email.
Okay. All right. So if you could take this one down, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 44.
Uh-huh. 862-6990. Okay, let me see. All right, so I'm going to swap the numbers out.
Okay.
84862-6990. Add that to your file.
Oh, wow. Is it telling you the same thing? Because if it is, then...
It's telling me the same thing, yeah.
Let me try this one on my end. See, I put a different number in, and now it's telling me this account has been found in this system. Only one registered account is permitted per user. You may provide your unique ID to multiple agencies as support.
And which number is that?
Can you try 484-547-5681?
Do me a favor.
Yes.
1 second. I am going to click forgot password again. Can you forward that email to me?
Oh, the password
number?
Again.
Can you screenshot it? Can you screenshot that message and then just send it to me?
Okay. Just sent it.
Okay.
Okay.
they have to pay about it. So why aren't they like cutting most of it? But I saw them. Yeah, maybe they are.
Okay, just came through.
Okay. Everything goes through Quavo. Everything goes through memory. Kind of literally the more the thing.
I'm going to select the same password that you picked.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to have to send a ticket over to HHS so they can masterly reset your account.
Okay.
Okay, and the moment they notify us that it's been resolved, we will reach back out to you for you to re-register, okay?
Okay.
All right,
okay.
So just in the meantime, just make sure you submit timesheets to Valeria.
Okay.
All right.
So those timesheets that she sent me,
FBI and 250.
I just want to make sure that I have everything right before. I think these are right here. Okay.
Yeah, so pretty much timesheets is due on Monday by 12.
Okay.
So the timesheet for this week is going to be due on Monday by 12.
Okay.
As you go on the timesheet field to fill out the timesheet, what you do is whenever there's a week of services, if you go underneath the first shift, you can start adding the next shift on that one timesheet, so you don't have to do multiple timesheets per day.
Right. That's the question I was going to ask you. I could just, so from
yeah.
today, which is Friday, so from
yeah.
Friday right now to Sunday, I will have all that sheet in this sheet, and then I will open it up again and then get a brand new timesheet if the problem is not resolved in due time.
On Monday, yeah, starting the first week, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yep, that sounds good.
All right. All right. We'll talk soon. You take care, okay?
Okay. Thank you. You too. Take it easy.
You're welcome. Uh-huh. You too. Bye.